This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The State Justice Department is looking into allegations of administrative failure at the Asheville Police Department. One lieutenant says he faced retaliation for raising concerns about outdated equipment and short staff. Another says Police Chief William Anderson asked him to lie about a criminal investigation of the chief's son. Chief Anderson and the City Council have refuted those claims, but the allegations have badly damaged morale within the department. More than 40 officers said in a petition they've lost confidence in their leaders. Here to explain the conflict in the department is John Ostendorf. He's an investigative reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times and joins us from WCQS in Asheville. Welcome back, John.
Thank you for having me.
John, this is a kind of a complicated story in the details, but it centers on, at the moment, two lieutenants who have placed allegations with the chief. Let's start with one who said that he was part of an investigation. It started with an investigation of the chief's, Chief Anderson's son. Tell us about that.
That's right. This really goes back to a car accident, a kind of a minor car accident that happened back in March last year involving the chief's car. After that accident, Chief Anderson told a reporter with our newspaper, with the Asheville Citizen-Times, when we asked questions about the car wreck, that his son wasn't driving the car. He said he had investigated the wreck to some extent and felt confident that that was the case. That later turned out to not be the case. His son was ultimately charged and pleaded guilty to charges connected with that wreck. But in the midst of this, after he made the comments to us, the district attorney here was concerned, so he called in state investigators to take a look at the wreck. And this lieutenant, Lieutenant Bill Wilkie, later alleged that Anderson pulled him out of a meeting with SBI agents and tried to coerce him into lying about the investigation, the accident. That's something that the city manager in Asheville investigated and found was not true, though at that time, he did say that the chief was wrong to pull the lieutenant out of the interview with SBI agents. So in a nutshell, that's the genesis of kind of what has happened since.
All right. But after that, the lieutenant was reassigned. Am I right?
Yes. And there are two lieutenants that are key to this. The other lieutenant was the one that's been really the focus of a recent reassignment. And his story kind of parallels Lieutenant Bill Wilkie's story to some extent. And that's Lieutenant Mark Byrd. He, about the same time last year that Lieutenant Wilkie raised concerns over the SBI investigation, Lieutenant Mark Byrd filed an Equal Employment Commission complaint saying that he had been retaliated against because his wife, who was a former officer, had filed a lawsuit against the city for sexual harassment. This story kind of started about the same time as Wilkie's story and has really progressed along the same track. So we've got two key lieutenants, and it's important to remind people that the rank of lieutenant at a police department is usually a rank that kind of really indicates loyalty to the department. These are managers. So to have these folks now speaking out is really unusual.
They've gone public, as you said. One was transferred, I think, Bill Wilkie transferred from district commander to night watch commander. Mark Byrd was also transferred from downtown patrol to logistics. Am I right about those?
That's right. Those are the two key transfers here. And certainly, not so much Wilkie, but certainly Mark Byrd has said that his transfer was retaliatory, that he was moved into a logistics job, which is kind of an administrative job, because he raised concerns that the police department didn't have enough officers to adequately cover downtown Asheville.
The other thing he did as a logistics officer then was notice that some radar guns had not been certified. Tell us about that.
Right. So that's where the recent events really pick up. And in August, shortly after Lieutenant Byrd was transferred, he realized that part of his job there was to make sure that equipment was properly certified. He got to looking at radar units, speed detection instruments, as the police department often calls them. He found that many of them had lapsed certifications. So he sent an email to his captain and ultimately other lieutenants raising concerns and suggesting that the department stop using the radar equipment.
He kept everything within the department. What happened as a result of those emails?
Well, interestingly enough, nothing happened. And that's why he ultimately filed or included this in a grievance that he filed with City Hall and really went public about concerns. And Chief Anderson acknowledged this in an interview with me, that he was never told by his captains that there were problems with the radar units. And even though Mark Byrd suggested to stop using them, the police department continued to use them, and officers wrote tickets using radar guns that were not certified.
And so
it's important to note here that the certification is a legal requirement. They have to be calibrated once a year. It's very likely that the radar guns worked well. They may not have been off by very much, but the court says they have to be calibrated to be legal for use.
All right. And so he notices they're not. He sends internal memos. Nobody does anything. The timeline on that expires, goes public. The chief says he never got word of that. It only got to the captain level. Is there any indication that the chief did hear about that, or is that still in dispute?
Well, I definitely think that that's the chief's position. I would say it is in dispute. There is some indication from some records we've obtained that this problem was mentioned in a staff meeting where the chief was present. But his on-the-record statement is that he didn't know about it. So at this point, that is in dispute.
And it sounds like kind of a technicality, you know, to recalibrate these things, get it done once a year and certify that it's happened. But the fact is, it is now called into question a number of traffic citations and violations. Am I right?
Yeah, more than called into question. The district attorney has dismissed more than 200 tickets because of these errors. And as you said at the outset of this program, the state is now investigating the problem.
All right. And so what effect has this had on the department itself?
I think the effect has been low morale, and that was, they were already having problems with morale to begin with, but certainly after Lieutenant Byrd went public with concerns about the radar guns, we saw 44 officers sign a petition and hand deliver it to City Hall saying they had no confidence in the department's leaders. That's an unusual event to have that happen.
What is the city saying about all this? The city council, city manager?
The city council publicly is backing Chief Anderson and really saying it has confidence in city manager Gary Jackson to handle problems. However, I think it's also interesting that Jackson has taken a step that at least signals some internal concern. He has put City Fire Chief Scott Burnett in charge of an overhaul of the police department, an overhaul that Chief Anderson himself helped craft. So internally, even though council is saying we're backing the chief here, I do think city managers are concerned.
We are talking about a new investigation into irregularities or alleged irregularities at the Asheville Police Department today on The State of Things. John Ostendorf is with me, investigative reporter with the Asheville Citizen Times. What about the officers, those who have signed that petition? Has anyone come to their support?
Yes, the North Carolina Police Benevolent Association has come to their support. The PBA is monitoring the situation. Its executive director, John Midgett, spoke at a city council meeting. He has said that the PBA does support the city's internal review and a three-year strategic improvement plan for the police department. But he has also said that the PBA would rather have a State Bureau of Investigation inquiry, a real law enforcement inquiry into the problem.
So tell us about who is looking into the problem now at the state level.
Right. PBA has called for an SBI investigation. We've also had State Representative Tim Moffitt, a Republican from Asheville, call for an SBI investigation. Currently, there are a few entities looking into problems. City Manager Gary Jackson has called for an audit of radar certifications and officer certifications because there's been some question about them going back 3 years. So that's going to tap a public accountant to look at those issues. But also recently we learned that the North Carolina Department of Justice's Law Enforcement Training Standards Division, which is really the state regulation over police training, on October 14 started its own inquiry that a spokeswoman there told me could lead to a bigger investigation. So we've kind of got two probes going right now, an internal one and an external one.
All right. And, you know, in terms of morale, I understand that you've taken a look at some of the records, and the turnover rate in the Asheville Police Department has been somewhat startling in the last couple of months or last years or so. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the turnover rate is certainly an issue. I think that we went from 14 resignations last year to 22 this year. So certainly an increase. And that's never a good thing. It's expensive to hire and train police. So once you do, you want to keep them. City Council, some members at least, have indicated that the improving economy is part of the reason the officers are leaving. But the critics of the department have said that it's actually low morale. And in fact, the city's own three-year improvement plan for the police department mentioned reducing, you know, turnover costs through improving morale. So I definitely think there is a trend there that the city is working to get under control.
And you mentioned this internal investigation now headed by the fire chief. What are they looking at? What are they looking to change, or do you know yet?
Yeah, what we do know is that the fire chief will essentially head up a team charged with implementing the department's three-year improvement plan. That's kind of one part of the internal review. The other part is that for the second time in about a year, the city is going to hire a consultant to look at problems within the department. So it's almost a double-track situation where we've got an outside consultant taking a look and then the fire chief being tasked with making sure changes are made.
All right, John, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you for having me.
John Ostendorf is an investigative reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times. You can find out more information at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a discussion about autism and gender on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.